Father, we thank you tonight for your word. Let your word manifest in this place so we have an understanding of truth that you want us to know. We thank you for every person who is listening, that they have ears to hear and hearts to receive and a mind to understand. We praise you. We thank you for the precious Holy Spirit who unfold the wisdom of God to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Get your pen out, get your Bible out, get ready to write. I'll give you some things to, I got my finger in two scriptures that I won't lose, but I have something I want to say to you at the beginning that you can have some kind of point to follow me tonight. You need to follow me because we're going to deal with some things that, write this down, making the promises of God effective in my life. Making the promises of God effective in my life. Now, there are three major, I was walking through my house and I was about to get in the shower when the Lord told me something. There's the addition going on to my house, some things I'm doing, remodeling or whatever I'm doing on both sides. And so I had the gentleman working on the right-hand side of my home, putting up sheetrock. And they were in there all day. I listened very carefully. They were in there all day. So I went in there and I said, what they been doing? I mean, I didn't see them on a few sheet of sheetrock put up. And so I'm perturbed about it. I said, why, what were they doing all day? Listen, I left out. My wife walked back in there with me. She looked up. The whole ceiling was sheetrock. I didn't look. See, observation is so important. See, that's one of, as Joshua 1:8, talk about meditation, but it talk about observation. Yes, secondly, in a new closet that we have built, it'd been there for some years now, and I don't know what I forgot about the switches or what. It's a large closet. I done fumble over things to go all the way on the other end to turn the lights on. And so I went through the other day, and I just tired of that. So I said to myself, I'm going to see where I'm going to put these switches at. And when I went back, the switches was already there. I just forgot about the switches. So I'm going on the other end of the closet, stomping my foot and stuff like that. And the switch is right on the end when I walk through the door. The switch is on both ends. Why am I saying that? Now listen to me carefully. There are three major switches of manifestation. Three major switches of manifestation. They turn out to be a divine cord of every demonstration in the spirit. These three switches, and they are a divine combination or divine cord of everything that God has promised for you to have. Okay, so we'll begin tonight by making the promises of God effective in your life. I'm going to say a lot about the promises. We're going to go to some scripture in a few minutes. Let me say a few things about the promises of God that can alert you and get you ready. All of God's provision is already in his promises. All of God's provision, everything from Genesis to Revelation, they are already in his promises. I'll give you the three switches in a little while. Knowing how to access the promises will release all that the resurrection provided. Knowing how to access the promises will release all that the resurrection provided. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Just a few more things I want to say to you. The purpose of the promises are to be containers for what God has already done for you.
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't want you to pay that one up. Very strong. The purpose of the promises are to be containers of all that God has already done for you. In other words, the provisions of God are in his promises. Okay, all right. The purpose of the promises are to be containers of what God has already done for me. Satan cannot tap into the promises of God. Nor can he stop one who is operating in the promises. Are y'all listening? All right. All the promises were wrapped in one promise. God compacted everything he wants us to have, and he already done it, but he compacted in one promise. One promise made all the promises come alive. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm ministering to your will.
Yes, sir.
I'm ministering where you can put this to practice, because there's an element of growth that has to take place right now.
Yes, sir.
All right? The solution to every problem is hidden in the promises of God.
Yes, sir.
Everything come up in your life, there's an answer in a promise from God. I'll give you one more thing, then I'm going to turn you to a scripture and give you them three switches. God promises are already a reality that has to be activated for manifestation. Now, what are we saying here now? What are we saying here? What we got to grow here? Turn to Romans 4. What we got to grow here? What do we have to grow here? Because something is being said here. If you're going to make the promise of God effective in your life, you're going to have to know that they are provisional. And they are containers of supernatural privileges that already has been provided for you. It will stop you from trying to make something happen that already has happened. Everything that God wants to happen for you, he has already provided. This is not a juggling factor. I might get it, I might not get it, I might happen, I might not happen. No, it's already there. And once we learn how to operate effectively in the promises of God. Let me tell you now, promises have a covenant connotation. And I might get your attention better. I'm going to tell you this. As an heir of God and joint heirs with Christ, if you don't understand how to function in the promises properly, you will be a normal Christian. You'll be a normal person. You'll be just like anybody else. But if you ever learn, and you are. Now look at Romans 4:16. That's those three. That's those three. We've studied others without that last one. In Romans chapter 4, verse 16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed. Not that only which is the law, but that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Now, I want you to underline those three words. I want you to underline faith, grace, and promise. Those are the three words you were looking for, we're looking for. I want you to take a hold of it now. I want every time you am to use your faith, look for grace. And when you look for grace, you're looking for two things that are already done. Grace already done, the promise already fulfilled. You just got to get it fulfilled in your life. And you get it by faith, grace, and the promise.
Yes, sir.
See, let me read that verse again. Therefore, it is of faith, it's not of the law, it is of faith that it might be by grace. It's a gift. To the end, the promise might be sure to all seed. All the seed. Now, look with me in 1 Corinthians. I had to fumble around to find it. I kept looking in the second chapter, but the first chapter. It must undoubtedly be 2 Corinthians. I'm looking for a verse. Go to 2 Corinthians. Don't ask me no questions. Just go to 2 Corinthians. We didn't change voices. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, and you cannot forget this verse. This verse is a masterpiece. Chapter 1, verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. For all the promises of God in him, in Christ, are yes. And in him again, amen, unto the glory of God. You see that?
Yes,
huh? Understand what he's saying now. For all the promises of God in him are what?
Yes.
What yeah mean?
Yes.
Yes. And what else he said?
Amen.
What do amen mean?
So be it.
Yes, all right, and they say, unto the glory of God. All right. Look with me, go to Galatians chapter 3. We'll come back, go to Galatians chapter 3. And you know, I'm just going to throw this one in, but I need to throw it in because it'll tell you what happened, how people can get tripped as children of God and not receive their full benefit because they don't know how. You have no idea, or may the Holy Spirit give you an idea of those three switches you just received. Now, we've been studying faith, we've studied grace, but we haven't studied the promises. And I told you the promises has a connection with the covenant. And if you don't understand the promises, how to function in the promises, what you can go in the promises and you go in all that God has done. And faith and grace can take you in there. Therefore, your prayer life and everything you believe in for has changed. Because now you're not trying to get something. You're receiving what already has been done for you.
Yeah, right.
Now, I know the problem here. I studied with the apostle. I know the problem here. The problem is he who sat here and think he got it.
Right.
Yeah. That's right.
And don't want to change.
That's right. That's the problem.
Because what they have working pretty good.
Right.
Who wants them pretty good when God wants you to have the best? God had prearranged and ordained for you to have the good life, and you want to live pretty good. One lady said to an apostle, changes were taking place. She said, I know what you're teaching is right. It feel good. But she said, I'm just uncomfortable. And changes makes you uncomfortable. Move in a new neighborhood if you don't think so. Move in a new neighborhood. You got everything locked down. You're watching everybody. I don't know who it is. You got to find them out for you, see? So here's a whole new paradigm God is shaping in the church. To the New Testament church, the book of Acts, we will start functioning in that power and that grace. But there's a lot of changes we have to make to know how to function in the spirit more powerful, more properly, and more provisional. I like something that produced me. A man who's trying to raise a herd of cattle, he don't buy a heifer that can't produce. That's the first question he's going to ask. Can this heifer produce? And so I don't want nothing in my life that not in my life with God that not produce. So through faith, grace, and the promise, now get in your mindset that is already done. I'm going to say it like this. Everything that God ever going to do for you, he has already done it. And you have to learn how to cooperate in the spirit beyond what you have known to be willing to change to take a hold. Now, you got to pay attention. You can't be talking and you can't be doing that. No, you can't be doing that because we get left behind. This is not regular service. You got to pay close attention. My son, attend to my word. Yes, incline the ear to my saying. Yes, sir. So pay close attention because you miss one word. Something might happen in one word. Because I've taught enough this night to sit down now. Because I've told you all that the promises of God are divine containers. Yes, and your manifestation and your demonstration and your answer and your solution is already placed in the promises. Yes, sir. So you don't have to be going to heaven the next time. Heaven has already come to you when you learn how to function in the promises. But I said, when you learn how to do what? By faith and by grace. I like that. Yeah. Learn how to function in what? All right, there's over 8,000. They already paid for. Nobody can stop you from having them. But you. Now, there's so much that is said in Galatians, but I want to use that first verse in the third chapter to chop somebody who's not going to pay attention. That's not even my text, but it looked good to help me tonight. I need some help. Paul said, oh, foolish Galatian, oh, foolish Darroian, or wherever you're from, whoever be with you, that you should not obey the truth. Behold, whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you. Then he said, this only what I learned of you. Receive you the Spirit by the works of the law, out of the body hearing of faith. And he said, oh, you're so foolish. Having begun the Spirit, now you're made perfect by the flesh. I just want you to see that because I'm trying to take you further in the Spirit, all right? Now, in this chapter, from verse 14 to verse 29, promising that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, about 9 times, talking about the promise. Now, I keep getting these two signals. Understanding the promise, there's not much understanding in the church at large of the promises. The things that I give you on that fact sheet, but let me do something here that need to be done. Let's define promise, because let's define it in some way. You know, how many of y'all know Siri? So it's a Siri definition. promise, a declaration or assurance that one will do a particular thing or that a particular thing will happen. Now, we're talking past tense. We know it's happened already. Another definition is the quality of potential excellence. Another definition is assured someone that one will definitely do, give, or arrange something. I got two more, but I'm not going to give them to you because I want to get to this. Now, once you have accepted Christ, you listening?
Yes, sir.
You listening, young girl? Once you accept Christ, you become an heir. Heir means that certain things belong to you. You become an heir and you become a joint heir with Christ. Once you accept Christ. Now, these things are not going to happen automatically. These things are going to have to be activated. You're going to have to be accessed. So you're going to have to know your business. That's why I told you about faith, grace, and the promise. Those three are divine code that will unlock everything God has already provided for you. All the promises came in one promise. That one promise was Jesus Christ. He was packing. When he was on the cross, he was packing. The enemy didn't know it, but he was packing to fulfill everything God had ever said that he wanted to do for us. Had the enemy known it, he wouldn't have crucified it. But he didn't know it. God had it hidden in Christ. Now, what we got to do, take faith and grace and unpack it. So they make it easier because now you're not trying to make God do something he don't want to do. Because what you're trying to get, he already has done. You understand that? Now, when I say air, what you think? Air. Not A-I-R or H-E-R. What air. Being an heir of Christ. Huh? Inheritance, right? Talk to me, somebody. Inheritance, all right? Now. These inheritance does not come automatically. And the church have been tricked in religion and tradition and the doctrine of men and emotion and feeling good and singing and crying and shouting and snotting and running, but yet can't stand their own ground when they come up to a good fight. See, now do this. Those days are over here. Now, you get left behind, it's going to be your fault. The bus pulling off.
Right.
And the bus going to turn into a jet.
Yeah.
All right. You pay attention. All right. Now, I'm going to show you some of these things. Well, all right, Lord. All right. I'm not going to win. To understand the importance of the promises, only the Holy Spirit can cause you to understand.
Yes,
turn to Ephesians 1.
Yes, sir.
Let's look a moment. Yes, Ephesians 1. Because there are three things that the hope of your calling. Oh, my God. Because they're all going to be involved in the third chapter of Galatians. So I'm trying to get you to see here. And you won't be traveling in the storm. You'll know why I'm pondering on this thing. You know, it's wonderful the prayer that is prayed in Ephesians chapter 1. 17 through on out to the 23rd verse. But look in the 17th verse. You there yet?
Yes.
Here was the Apostle Paul when he opened his letter to the church at Ephesus. He said that the God of our Lord, verse 17,
yes,
that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
Right.
Now, in the knowledge of him also include in the knowledge of the covenant, in the knowledge of your heirship, in the knowledge of his promises, in the knowledge of the provision that he's already provided for you when Christ died on the cross and rose from the dead is yours already, but you got to walk by faith and you got to understand grace that you can tap into the promise. Say tap into the promise. Say tap into the promises. I have the divine right to tap in
all the promises,
all the promises God has provided for me
through Christ.
To tap in,
I have to function by faith
and understand grace. Now, notice here. Notice this 18th verse. The eyes of your understanding being what? The eyes of your what?
Understanding.
What?
Understanding.
Understanding. Understanding. So there must be another understanding besides you knowing your name.
Right.
And your social security number.
Right.
And your address.
Right.
What month you're born in.
Right.
That's another understanding beside that.
Yes,
he wouldn't say the eyes of our understanding. Look what he said. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is, now hear these three things, the hope of his calling. You got to know what that is. What the riches, now this, I want you to see this one, because we're going to tap in again. What's what?
The riches
of his what?
Inheritance.
In the sand. When you see the word inheritance, what you think about?
Heir.
See, now y'all got to answer up.
Yes,
some of y'all lagging behind to hear what somebody else say. You, I want you to say it yourself.
Heir.
All right. And what is exceeding, verse 19, great is the power to us who believe according to the working of the mighty power. And they talk about his mighty power, the resurrection. But those three things, repeat them back to me. The first one is what? Second one what? Third one what? See, I see some of y'all lipping. You act like you're saying something, but you ain't saying nothing. You're trying to make your mouth adjust to what you hear other people saying. No, I ain't gonna stand for that. You're gonna have to know what these things are yourself.
Yes, sir.
All right, I know what they call that Panama or something. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying. You ain't paying no attention. All right, now let's go back to Galatians chapter 3. Well, Lord, I'm trying to teach a lesson. Well, all right, listen. Go to verse 29. There's some other verse we got to go back to. But go to verse 29.
Yes, sir.
It says, and if you be Christ, how many of y'all be Christ? Be Christ mean in Christ, saved, baptized, you know. Be in Christ. If ye be Christ, if you belong to him, then you're Abraham's seed. Now look at the last statement of that verse.
Yes, sir.
So what that mean now? If I don't know how to function in the premises, I'm going to be an uninheriting heir.
Right.
In the church,
right.
Serving God,
right. Yes, sir.
But yet my potential blessing are not manifesting in my life because I do not know what I'm doing.
Right.
I've been taught wrong for so long that I think is a normal life doing without. And all this stuff that God have deposited in my name, because of the blood of Jesus, it is already paid for. I just don't know how to tap into it. Now here, before I teach you deeper in this thing, I read that verse to show you, the Holy Ghost showed me. He says, chapter 4 has something to do with this. You're an heir of grace, but if you don't grow up, if you don't mature, if you go around the same cycle and the same circle in the church and don't learn how to walk for yourself and how great God has blessed you, you live a routine life. And you should be living a life of revelation.
Yes, sir.
You're receiving on the same level when you should be receiving on higher level every moment. Because God don't never stop blessing. He never stop coming. He always coming. He never stop enlarging. See? But I need to know what to do. And I'm telling you right now, see, with the easiest people to teach is a heathen. Because you all sometimes think you know it. And you are a hard egg to crack sometimes. Because you see, you kind of listen, but you say, well, I know that. No, just shut up. Your life going to be better if you pay attention to me. See, this is apostolic grace. This is an apostolic anointing. This is an apostolic revolution. This going back to the book of Acts. Where you can have miracles, signs, and wonders normally. Where your life going to change completely. The old routine life. Anybody want the old routine life regulated by the same power? No, you need to move up higher. And I'm just going to say it in a down-to-earth way. You need to be collecting what is rightfully yours. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence. The violence take it by what? By force. Well, the violence got to know what it's doing. Almost, if you don't understand all of this, the name of Jesus is empty to you. You can quote it, but it's hollow. Because there's certain things you got to know about the covenant, know about your heirship, know about the promises, know about grace, know about faith. If you pray and receive three things, he was asking for four. Where the fourth one at? You see, because they're all supposed to come in. But if you don't grow up, now look in the fourth chapter. Wait, quickly, I'm going to come back to the third chapter. Look in the fourth chapter now. You know what the last thing the third chapter says. What the last thing the third chapter says. Read it out to me. I want you to hang on. And as according to what? And as according to what? I can't yell. And as according to what? The promise. So if I don't know nothing about the promise, I'm not going to be no heir. My heirship don't mean nothing. I have no inheritance. I'm going to just be praying prayers, but I don't know that the stuff already had been done for me, that when Jesus rose from the dead, all my promises rose from the dead, all my blessings rose from the dead, and I can receive my blessings now. I don't have to wait till I get to heaven. It's already paid for. It paid for down right here, down here. You're not excited because you don't know what I'm saying. That's your problem. You're sitting there with no excitement because you don't have this excited expectation that from tonight you're going to be able to do better with your life. You're going to be able to receive more. You're going to be able to access more, activate more, because you know how to do it for yourself. You don't have to depend on nobody else. Say this, I'm a child of God. This is my rights. What happened when you know your rights? Who can keep something from you when you know your rights? Your whole life is a courtroom scene. And you must live in the higher courts, higher government, higher power. Oh, man, y'all got me hollering. Sit down. Y'all sit down. So you saying you are heir according to the promise. Right? Now, if you do not grow, your heirship or your inheritance is put on hold. Now, here's the sad thing. Most Christians will never walk in their inheritance. They're too busy depending on somebody else, the preacher or the elder or the deacon, to do it for them. You better learn how to fight for yourself. And that's what I'm here about tonight. I want you to learn as a student of God's word that the promises belong to you, and all of them are yeah and amen in him. And that problem you're dealing with shouldn't have been there that long. There's a promise with the solution in it. You can make withdrawal and wipe Satan out in every area, every level. All I need is a promise. I'm going in this book and find me a promise. And when that promise, when I get to that promise, the Holy Ghost is going to sound the alarm. Now you see how much help we got? When I go to this book, when I get to the promise for the situation that I'm dealing with, there's an alarm go off. The Holy Ghost tell me that's it right there. Don't study no more. Stop right here. You see it? Don't tell me what you can't do. Don't tell me what you can't have. Don't tell me who you can't be. I don't agree with you. This book says different. I am to train you to fight for yourself. I'm going to train you to use the sword of the Spirit. You're going to be happy. You're going to be satisfied. You're going to be free. You're going to be winning. Bye, bye, devil, you lose your hold on me tonight. I'm going, what? What? Now, here's the problem. Sit down. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. Problem and the solution. 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 Oh, my. Oh, my. Problem and the solution. There it is. Here it comes. Problem and the solution. Problem and the solution. See, ladies, my brothers and sisters, it's not Wednesday night to me. I don't live by the Wednesdays in the spirit. I don't live by Wednesdays and Sundays and things in the spirit. Every day is Sunday to me. Why would you believe that you can't have that? Why would you believe you can't do that? Why you believe it's good for the other fella, but it's not good for you? Why you believe she can have and you can't have it? We don't serve an unequal God. It happened only by unequal understanding. What you put in, immaturity is the mark of defeat. And the longer you have been immatured is the less that you're going to get. A beginner, the Holy Spirit will help them more than he's going to help you with your lady self. He said they didn't put enough in it. The preachers didn't put enough in it, so the people didn't have enough. Now I'm here pointing out to you, some of y'all already forgot the threefold combination already. They forgot the three keys. Who know the three keys? Tell me something about the promise. Huh? It's already happened. I heard that. What? 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 Boy, you listening. See, they thought that nobody knew I was going to do this, so now everybody upset. Now they don't know what to do. Now I say, I ain't know you're going to do this. I thought he was going to teach. I am teaching.
I'm going to add all the promises belong to
you. Yeah, you. What I'm talking about. Listen, God dog it, listen. This, I ain't come here just to play around with you. This is my life I'm putting out. Listen, God going to do something for you different. God wants you to have more joy in your life, more victory in your life. But you got to participate. I'm just hearing this. Counsel is counsel. That's what I heard. Now, let me show you. Sit down. Let me show you. Let me show you before I have to close. Let me show you. Let me show you what's happening here. See, we're talking about how to operate effectively in the promises, or how to function in the promises, right? And we see the promises are loaded, right? Everything over 8,000. All the promises came through one promise. Jesus was packing all the promises. Jesus, with his blood, have paid for all the promises. So they're already mine. As a student, I have to learn how to function to cause them to manifest. Right? Not just be a churchgoer. Now, see, I'm glad about the Holy Spirit now, see, because I'm doing all this. See, the Holy Spirit coming now. Yeah, he's coming to you. You're responsible after you hear this. Now, look what happened. Look what happened. It's going a little different, but and as according to the promise. You saw that? Now, if you don't mature, let's go over into chapter 4 now. What happened? And I think that's where most of the church is. Now, I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, different in nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. What is he saying there? What is he saying there? If the heir don't grow up and learn how to function properly, he's going to be just like a slave. Yet, he's a slave and a master at the same time. And Satan have done that in the church. He make the church believe that God is unequal. But God will do the same thing for everybody who do it the right way. Because the Bible said God is no respecter of persons. You are where you are to the level of your knowing how to put the promises in practice. Don't let nobody held you up. I ain't talking about don't tell me about no job, politics, or none of that. I ain't hearing that. I'm not talking about politics. It's a P. I'm talking about promises. You cannot be held back by the color of your skin. I don't care what you was. You not now. So don't hold that junk in your mind that you can't produce. Don't talk about the gate lock, the door lock. You got the key. Though he be Lord of all. See, your inheritance that are in those promises make you Lord of all as you learn how to operate by faith, grace, and the promise. The promises are pregnant, and they will birth spiritual things over and over and over again for you as a child of the living God. You have to learn how to function in the promises. You got to stop playing pity-pat with God, knowing don't know when you're going to win the hand. Look Look what he said. I'm tired being under tutors. But as under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the element of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that was under the law, that we might receive the adoption of son. And because you are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more servant, but a son. If a son, then I have God through Christ. But you got to go through the promises. You understand? Are you still here? All right, look in Galatians chapter 3. We're in chapter 3. Go back to verse, let's see. I'll go back. Galatians 3:13. Because they're dealing with promise. It's dealing with, listen to me now. Listen to me. It's dealing with blood promises. It's dealing with promises that already has come to pass. Yes, sir. Paid for. They're yours. Yes, sir. But if you don't come to grow, you're still going to be on the tutors. Yes, and I'm telling you, demons have become your tutors. Wow. They tell you, you can't have that. Yeah. Just be satisfied. Sing that song. Say, no, I'm not singing no song today. I'm taking what's right in mine. That's all you want me to be singing, singing, singing. I've sung long enough now. I want something to happen now. Y'all, I hope y'all understand what I'm trying to tell you. All right. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. You see that? Being made a curse for us, for it's written, curse is everyone that hangeth on the tree. That what? That word might. You find that same word in John 10:10. It said twice in here. Why? John 10:10, the thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. I'm come that you might have life. And then you'll find the word might twice in his voice. And sadly to say, the church at large been living in the might. Shouting on the might. Where, this is going to throw you out the boat to you. Where they have making power on the inside of them. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Make it happen. But the church just so happy over the might. And your might throughout your whole life. But I'm hearing somebody in here say, I'm ready to make my move. I'm ready. I can't hear you. I'm ready to make my move. And no more might. I'm about to make something happen. Do you understand what I'm saying? Geez, I might not be doing too good a job, but do you understand? I know what I'm saying, but I'm trying. See, my might days are over. It's time for my manifestation. And I know how to make it happen. I don't need to call nobody to agree with me. Jesus is in agreement with me. The Holy Spirit is in agreement. The Word of God is in agreement with me. The kingdom on the inside is in agreement with me. The indwelling Spirit. I'm packing. Now, what have you learned tonight? What have you learned? Listen to me now. Listen to me. We have not understood that the package has already been delivered. I see some of y'all looking at me with them Bible voices and look at me like, oh, that ain't nothing new. Baby, if you had any idea what I'm trying to tell you, your life will change tonight. Every time you need heaven to move, you need to tap into a promise.
Come on, sir.
The promise tapped in gives heaven the permission.
Come on, sir.
to overrule everything, everybody you're dealing with. Somebody getting this. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel a tangible anointing. I got 10 more minutes, but I feel a tangible anointing. And I feel like somebody getting it. I feel like somebody's life been changed tonight. They're going to operate different. They're going to function different. They're going to know different. They're going to live different. Talk different. Walk different. All I got to do is find a promise and hit the alarm. The Holy Spirit said, that's it. Stay with that one voice. Everything you need going to jump out that voice. Understanding, wisdom, favor, everything going to come out of that one voice. The Bible is packing for you. The Bible is not just a book that meets need. The Bible produces dreams. Take people to their destiny. Sometimes I get a dream, arise up in the church, people look at them funny. Why you won't look at them funny? You ought to be getting a mirror looking at yourself. If you're a child of God, you ought to be dreaming. You ought to reach out and try to do something bigger every day of your life. And ask God to help you. Got me hollering again. I don't want. Jesus. Ah. Man, let me see that. Let me see something. Let me read something over here. Sit down. Y'all sit down, man. Let me read. Let me just read some stuff before I close. Kotalabashata. Let's see some. Yeah, hallelujah. Who that said that? I'm finna show you something. Yeah, show it to me, she said. Turn to 1 Kings, chapter 8. 1 Kings, chapter 8. I'm almost through. Don't get uneasy, I'm about through. First King, chapter 8, verse 56. Phew, man, look at this voice. Look what this voice said. Look what this voice said. Blessed be the Lord that has given rest unto his people, Israel, according to all that he had promised. You see that? There has not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses his servant. Not one. Now here's what the Holy Ghost is saying to me now. And I want you to hear me. Promises cannot fail because there already has one. You didn't get it. See, look in Isaiah 55 and 11. It'll show you a connotation of that. He said, my word will not return to me void, but they will accomplish and prosper whereunto I sent it. Why? Because his word is already done. Wait a minute. Psalm 89. I'm going to close some hitters. I want some hitters up here. And hit you. I'm going to close some hitters. I want some hitters. I want some hard boys punching. So you ain't have no argument, but man, I got to get myself lined up. Yeah, the pastor done taught me all this stuff, and I'm still on the same level. I got to do something up in here. I got to do something, man. Pastor watching to see if I'm progressing. He said, what's the matter with you? 89:34. My covenant will I not break. No other the thing that had gone out of my mouth. I've already spoken it. God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, He'll make it good. God is not mocked. Whatever man soweth, that shall he also reap. God the same today, yesterday, and forever. He has not changed what he did for Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Job. He'll do it for you. Turn another scripture here. I'm going to cut Solomon Shekhar. Psalm 105. I got to close. Psalm 105. They got 17 people to baptize. Psalm 105. Oh my. Verse 42. For he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant. So he brought forth his people with joy and his children with gladness and gave them the lands of the heathen.
Yes, sir.
And they inherited the labor of the people that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise ye the Lord. He remember today, tonight, he remember his holy promises. If you tap into it, he'll do the same thing for you. Oh my God. All right, let me find a closing verse here. And we'll pick up here on next Wednesday. Let me find a closing verse here. I think the best one, I didn't do a good job in Romans 4, but I think the best one is here. I want you to turn here because I want you to leave here with this on your mind. Romans 4. Woo!
Hallelujah.
Where are my sons at? Montreal, Leroy here, Darnell, one of y'all. Tell them come out. Somebody gonna take over here. I'm gonna read this and I'm going to sit down. Ain't nothing wrong with me. You want to walk 3 miles? Ain't nothing wrong with me. But I'm just going to sit down. Y'all done suck all this juice out of me, don't you think?
Yes, sir.
I got a right to sit down if I want. All right, now listen. I want you to see these two voices. You know what Jeremiah 1:12 said?
Yes, sir.
What he said? Turn to it quickly before I show you these voices. I think the word hasten in there, but it means I watch over my word to perform it.
Right.
See, you don't have to perform the promise.
Right.
You don't have to perform the word.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because the word and the promise has already been performed. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Now, watch here. And I'll get more in the story, but I just want you to get these two verses. Go home with these two verses. They're so powerful. Verse Romans 4, 20 and 21. Now, a lawyer would say these two verses, Your Honor, I rest my case. Because you can't get around it. You can't get around it. The lawyer had won. With these two voices, I've been talking about the promise of God, right? I rest my case with these two voices. Watch. Verse 20. He staggered not. Now you're 100-something years old. His wife 100-something years old. And they promised a baby. And you know, all the babyism is gone. It's gone. It's gone. So all he got is the promise. So whatever you're dealing with, you think it's gone, but the promise will bring it alive again. You prayed about it. You said about it. You talked about it. But now you're going to tap into the promise and it's going to come back alive.
Yes, sir.
And he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Look, look now. This is what we're going to finish. When I finish this series, this is where you're going to be. And being
fully,
I can't hear you. Fully what?
Persuaded.
That what? Who perform it? See, you don't have to perform it. You just have to stay with it long enough until the Holy Spirit, come on, look out. Stay long until the Holy Spirit make you fully persuaded. You get fully persuaded and you're going to begin to say, I got this. It's over. Next. You don't care how it look, because now you're not looking at things that are seen. You're looking at things that are not seen. Because you know what is seen is temporary. But what you've been promised is eternal. You're going to stop living by sight. And you're going to start living by faith. You're going to stop walking by sight. And you're going to start walking by faith. Give three people a high five. Say, I got this. Hey, Montreal, who coming? I got this. Come on. I got this. Got this, man. Woo! I receive. Got this. Got this. And I want you to think about the biggest thing you're dealing with and fire three more people and tell them I got this. Hit them a high five. Let the Holy Ghost help you. Help them, Holy Ghost. Hey, buddy. Come on. Receive the offering. Receive the offering. And then call John, and John gonna read the name of the baptism. I got this. Tell him. Find some other people and tell them my promise is in my bosom. I got this. I got this. My promise is in my bosom. I got this. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care how long it's been. I don't care how strong you thought they were. They can't win with you no more. Nothing is no good to you that you don't know how to operate. I don't care what it can produce. If you don't know how to operate it, it ain't no good to you. I want you to operate in the promises of God. The Holy Spirit is going to help you. Jump in there. Find your promise. And when you hear that sound go off, stay with that one promise. Watch what God do. What you gonna do with that situation? The situation you're dealing with. What you gonna do with it? You gonna wait to what? Tell me what I said. What you gonna do with it? You're gonna function in the promise. You're gonna find the promise, function in the promise, release your faith, walk out in grace, and it's gonna happen. Miracles, signs, and wonders are on your back tonight. At your house, in your car. In your business, You know what to do. Don't act like you don't know what to do. Don't get scared and back up. Do what you were taught to do. Stand your ground. Do you know what I told you? That everything God was going to do for you, he already had done it for you. And he put it in a package for you called promise. And gave the promise to you. And told you how to unwrap the promise. And no promise from God have ever failed. And all the promises of God are yea. And amen. So be it. So you got to tell some of them doggone things, so be it. They're going to be just like I say it's going to be. Because I got the ability to call things that be not as though they were, because I know they are. They're wrapped in the promise. Don't tell me where I can't go. Don't tell me what I can't do. Talk to the hand. Go ahead, man. I'll be here all night.